The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler, and I'm fake Tony Hendra,
and I'm Brian Williams,
and I am Leonard Nimoy,
and I'm Mickey Mouse,
and I'm Ted Cruz at CPAC,
and I am a drone.
I suffer from autism and cotton mouth.
And I am somewhat racist, but accurately funny terrorist accent. Please watch our new video on thefinaledition.com called Secret Diaries of a Terrorist.
And I'm Dick Nixon, speaking for all the presidents of the United States who had their birthdays this month.
And I'm that guy from McDonald's that goes rubble, rubble.
And I'm a virgin.
And all of those voices, which were just poorly done by me, Jeff Chrysler, executive producer of The Final Edition, will be more expertly done in this coming episode of The Final Edition Radio Hour. This is the best of February 2015. Lots of friends will visit us and tell us their tales here on The Final Edition Radio Hour. Live long and prosper.
Later tonight, scientists report that a comet is headed towards Earth. Congress responds with a vote to repeal Obamacare. But now, it's search engine optimized news. News written to show up first in a Google search.
Actress Jennifer Lawrence condemned the Muslim extremist group ISIS today. Jennifer Lawrence, known for her roles in The Hunger Games Catching Fire, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, X-Men First Class, X-Men Days of Future Past, the upcoming X-Men Apocalypse, and The Bill Engvall Show, said the Muslim extremist group ISIS is an enemy of the Muslim people. Actress Jennifer Lawrence, the actress known for her roles in Silver Linings Playbook, House at the End of the Street, American Hustle, Winter's Bone, and one episode of Monk, says the Muslim extremist group ISIS now faces backlash from their latest atrocity committed upon a Jordanian pilot who is a pilot from Jordan who fell afoul of the Muslim extremist group ISIS, according to acclaimed actress Jennifer Lawrence.
And now, sports.
Ray Rice. Ray Rice NFL, Ray Rice Timeline, Ray Rice Domestic Violence, Ray Rice Halloween Costume, Ray Rice Baltimore Ravens, Ray Rice Roger Goodell, Ray Rice, Ray Rice, Ray Rice spelled with two I's. Derek Jeter.
This has been Search Engine Optimized News, news written to show up first in a Google search.
Today on Morning Fear, can a card game give you AIDS?
Plus, can you resist putting your tongue on an electrical coil? Our lifestyle expert says, bet you can't.
That's today on Morning Fear.
The night was dark. The clouds scuttled across the moon. I clamped my microphone between my teeth and crawled with the platoon through the tangled jungle. Watching, waiting for the enemy to strike. Suddenly, boom! And where Jeb had been was just a pair of smoking elbows. I grabbed my pistol and I fired into the undergrowth. Damn you, I roared. This one's for Jeb!
Brian Williams, recalling Vietnam.
I'm the guy they call Little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's whinny. She's my little Minnie Mouse. And it's feeding time for the animals.
Hello?
Mickey? It's Minnie.
Who?
Minnie Mouse, your girlfriend.
Oh, hey, Minnie. What's up?
Are you drunk?
Nah. I'm totally sober. Why you gotta be all accusatory?
Mickey, I had to go to the doctor today because I was feeling certain symptoms.
Whoa. I told you I've been clean lately. If you got the HIV, it's on you.
It's not HIV.
Then what? You knocked up or something?
Hey, Mickey, are you coming back to bed?
Daisy?
Oh, hey, Minnie. Sorry, I wouldn't have said nothing if I knew he was talking to you.
Are you screwing Daisy Duck?
Yo! Don't get all mad at me because you got an AIDS baby.
I don't have an AIDS baby, you big-faced rat. I have measles.
Ew. Shoot, maybe I should get tested.
No, Daisy. You should get vaccinated.
Who are you?
I'm an unauthorized spokesperson with the balls to tell you that we need to keep our friends at Disney clean. And not just for economic reasons. Although, that is also a really good incentive.
Yeah! I don't know what these parents got to be so afraid of. I had the vaccine, and I don't got no autism!
That's the spirit.
The next portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by Autistic People for Vaccinations.
I don't want to get measles.
In the face of recent anti-Semitic terrorism, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a mass immigration of Jews to come to Israel. So we at the Final Edition Radio Hour, or at least those of us who are members of the tribe, wonder just how American Jews would handle the lifestyle in Israel.
Hello, ladies. I am Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and I welcome to Jewish State of Israel, otherwise known as the Land of Milk and Honey.
Milk and honey? That's like a million calories.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get fat here?
Don't worry. You'll be doing enough physical labor in the military that you will not gain any weight.
Yeah, about that, we don't really do army.
Yeah, where we come from, the army is for lower middle class white men with abusive stepfathers.
Plus, we're like really anti-guns.
But a major part of being an Israeli citizen is joining the military.
Can't we just hire someone to do it for us?
Speaking of which, I don't see a lot of Mexicans around here, so who exactly do we hire?
Jews simply hire other Jews in Israel.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Unless the lighter Ashkenazis hire the darker Sephardics?
Oh my God, yeah, that makes total sense. But wait, where do Arabs fit in the picture?
Basically, if you see an Arab, you run.
Oh, so it's like seeing a black person in Beverly Hills.
Exactly. Except Arabs are less on rape and robbery and more on stabbing and bombing.
Yeah, I've always wondered why that is.
Duh. It's because Arabs have small dicks and guys with small dicks just don't rape.
Which is why there is a zero rape occurrence in Israel's military.
Take you to the strategy room of the Republican Party.
Okay, we got the energy bill back. The Koch brothers have notes.
So they still like us.
Yeah. Any other new business?
We've got to figure out a 2016 presidential strategy.
You mean who's the candidate?
Well, yeah. And what exactly does the Republican Party actually stand for now?
The party platform. Right. We could write one of those.
Well, I know one thing for sure. We're the opposite of whatever Barack Obama is.
Yeah!
He wants health care for everyone, so we want health care for no one.
Yeah!
He doesn't like Putin or Netanyahu, so we take sides with Putin and Netanyahu.
Though it's technically treason!
Yeah!
He recommends vaccines, so we're anti-vaccines.
How about a more positive spin?
We're pro-measles.
Yeah!
Hey, guys, I just had a thought. At this point, everybody knows we just disagree with Obama no matter what, and Obama knows it. So what if he's just doing reasonable things so we do the opposite of reasonable?
Wow. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
We got to do the opposite of that.
Yeah!
All right. What's the dumbest ad we can run?
America, defend your right to start a car with the garage door closed.
Stick your tongue on a freezer coil. Vote Republican!
Interrupt Beck's Grammy speech. Freedom isn't free.
Yeah!
Hello, and welcome to Liars on Lying. I'm your host, Pinocchio.
And I'm your co-host, Richard Nixon. Someday, Pinocchio, you're going to be a real newscaster.
Oh, please, Dick. May I call you Trickster? I'm just your ordinary, tall-tale-telling prevaricator.
Look, your damn fool nose just grew 6 inches. You were lying about lying.
What else is new? In Frost Nixon, you said Watergate wasn't much to worry about.
That wasn't me. That was the director. The one who looks like Howdy Doody. It was E. Howard Hunt.
It was Ron Howard.
Are you calling me a liar?
Are you calling me one?
Stop it!
Stop it.
Stop copying me!
Stop copying me.
Excuse me, is this a show about liars?
Oh, what do you know? It's John Lovett. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the ticket. There are so many liars in here it makes me want to kill myself. I did kill myself. Then I went to Vietnam and got killed 3 more times.
Get out of here, lie boy!
Really? Maybe you'd like to tell it to my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
If I may say something here?
It's the king of all liars, Brian Williams.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. You know, I just came off of a helicopter.
Do you remember which one?
The first one. The second one. What's the difference? I'll just misremember anyway.
Is misremembering the same thing as lying?
Well, is getting your ass eaten out the same thing as analingus?
It is if your daughter's Allison Williams on A Very Special Girl.
You just told the truth, Nixon. I did too. Look, my nose shrunk.
Well, here comes somebody whose chances never shrink.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I'm not running for anything.
One of our regulars. You've been lying for years.
Almost as much as Nixon.
You know who's ready for Hillary? My wife, Morgan Fairchild.
That's all the time we have for today. And you, Brian Williams, that's all the time you have for your career.
Oh, I'll do better. I promise.
Look, Woodboy, Brian Williams' nose grew clean out the window.
Let's hope it doesn't hit a helicopter, or the one in back of it.
Yeah, that's the time.
Man, unbelievable.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Today on Morning Fear, electricity doesn't work. We'll show you how you've been fooled.
Plus, your heart can give you a heart attack. We'll talk to a guy.
That's today on Morning Fear.
The battlefield was filled with the stench of gunpowder and death. Union forces surrounded us like a fishhook as rain began to fall. Spirits were low as I took my microphone out into the meadow. All I could see from miles around were bodies littering the ground, blood soaking the red soil as crows circled in the sky above us. "Look, General Robert E. Lee," I said. "I think we're done for." He looked me square in the eye and said, "Not while I am standing."
Brian Williams, recalling another classic moment from his journalistic career.
This President's Day, come on over to Abe Lincoln Lincoln. I've got 67 vehicles on my lot, and I'll tell you what. I need these cars like I need a hole in my head. That's why I'm practically giving them away. Help me emancipate these bad boys before they get sold off in a car auction to some rich white douchebag. Come on over and buy a Lincoln from a Lincoln this President's Day weekend.
Welcome back to Haywood Public Radio. This week, Sweden devalued its dollar, and NASA may have detected signs of water on Mars. Today we're asking, What do these stories mean to women and minorities? Joining me now is Nanook Hershowitz, host of our network's oldest show, All Up Inuit Your Face. Nanook, welcome.
Great to be here.
I guess you're qualified to speak on the topic of minorities because you yourself are half Jewish and half Eskimo.
Well, that's correct. My show is about the issues affecting the half Jewish, half Eskimo population.
And congratulations for keeping that going for 16 long years. What are some of the issues you explore about being half Jewish, half Eskimo?
Well, we can rub noses from across the street.
Interesting point.
My igloo has condo fees.
I would imagine.
When we trade wives, I get nagged by a different person.
Fascinating.
It's rough, I tell you.
And what's your take about water on Mars and people who are half Jewish, half Eskimo?
Well, when you think about water on Mars, we've got half Jewish, half Eskimo people right here on Earth.
Yeah?
About 30 of us.
Also joining me is Sharon Caleb, who is female. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, Ron.
Sharon, the Swedish dollar is the subject of some controversy. What about women?
Well, I find it strange that the Swedes devalued the dollar without addressing gender at all. Women are half the world's population, including half the people who spend Swedish money.
Which raises another question for both of you. A new study shows that inflammatory bowel disease can be cured with fecal transplant. What does this say about the status of women and people of color?
Well, you wouldn't know it to read the story, but half the fecal material in the world is produced by women.
Slightly more than half.
Yes.
Nanook, your thoughts?
Well, I'm half Jewish and half Eskimo, so I tried dog sledding with a schnauzer.
Excellent points from both of you, and thank you both for joining me on the show today. Coming up, the NFL may change its rules on eligibility. What about autism? Tired of being told what to do to your children? Government overreach making you crazy? Think Common Core curriculum is the teachings of the devil in disguise? Then the Libertarian Scholastic Academy is the right choice for your child.
I believe the vaccines cause autism and liberal thinking, just like science expert Jenny McCarthy.
Then trot your little plague-ridden rugrat over to our school.
I want my four-year-old son to have access to guns in the classroom because it's his Second Amendment right, damn it.
Right you are, sir. That's why you'll love our little tactical toddlers classes. A gun for every girl and boy is guaranteed.
I don't want to have to pay for any of this through taxes, because I'm a sovereign citizen.
No worries there, Patriot. Technically, we're a 501c corporation, and therefore, others will pay for us.
I fear anything unfamiliar or intellectually challenging, and I scare easily, and have taught my children to feel the same way.
Put your fears to rest, sir. With our Bible-based science classes, your child will be spared any real education about science and culture. We teach that the Earth is a mere 6,000 years old, and just take a look at our beautifully illustrated textbooks.
Is that our Lord and Savior riding a dinosaur?
Right down the gangplank of Noah's Ark, my friend. So leave the left-wing liberals and their indoctrination of hope and change behind and enroll your precious little ones in the Libertarian Scholastic Academy today.
Paid for by your tax dollars, whether you want it or not, but not subject to any standards or accountability.
Welcome to the 7 Habits of Successful People, the most important audiobook you will ever hear. We've talked to such luminaries as Elon Musk, Carlos Mencia, Kirstie Alley, and that black guy from that one show. Their advice can help you get to the top and stay there. Just like that black guy from that one show. Success habit number one.
Chew your fingernails down to the nub. Don't stop when you get to the skin.
Success habit number two.
Stalk your ex-girlfriend. She said she loved you once. Those words are supposed to mean something.
Success habit number three.
Let small things eat away at you. Small things matter.
Success habit number four.
Judge your children based on looks.
Success habit number five.
Live alone, or alternatively, live with your parents.
Success habit number six.
Imagine you only had a year to live. How would you live your life? You'd probably kill a stranger just to see how it felt. Like a street person. Lure them in with drugs or the promise of a hot meal. And then, bam!
Success habit number seven.
Pick a sports team and then get really serious about it. Wear a team jersey and beat up some guy in front of a cheesesteak place.
Now you know the 7 habits of successful people. And your friends don't. Why even tell them?
I used to meet women by calling them bitches on the internet comment threads. But the women I meant were always
bitches.
Then I found OK Stupid. OK Stupid is the matchmaking service for people who aren't that bright and want to start a family.
I was tired of drinking and vomiting and waking up to a guy posting pictures of my tits on Twitter, so I went on OK Stupid and posted pictures of my tits while I vomited. That's how I met Daryl.
At OK Stupid, our detailed questionnaire determines your misguided beliefs, racist opinions, and poor critical thinking. Then we match you with someone who'll probably turn abusive out of sheer inability to communicate.
Ever since meeting on OK Stupid, my old lady and I have been drinking every night and getting into fights. But she'll change.
Daryl and I have been together for almost 2 years. He'd be here now, except he's married, which isn't really a problem.
I think my girlfriend and I are ready to have children and then not vaccinate them.
It's okay to be stupid on OK Stupid.
Right from the start. Deep within them lies a smile that never dies.
New on the History Channel, Hillbilly Acting Coach.
Okay, listen up, people. This week's assignment was to immerse yourself in the role of a man whose land or parts have been intruded upon by an hapless stranger. Steve, start the scene.
Hi, my car seems to be having some kind of mechanical difficulty. May I use your phone?
You never should have come around these parts.
Okay, try it again, Josh. But this time I want you to be more like, you never should have come around these parts.
You never should have come around these parts.
No, 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 no. You never should have come around these parts. Got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. And go.
Hi, my car seems to be having some kind of mechanical difficulty. May I use your phone?
You never should have come around these parts.
No, 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 no!
You never should have come around
no,
these parts.
No, 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 watch me do it. You never should have come around these parts. All right? You never should have come around these parts. It's that simple. Act it out. Live it. Be the character. Go.
You never should have come around.
No, no, are you deaf? Become the character. A city feller is coming around your parts.
You never should have come around.
No, 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 no.
You never should have come around.
No, no, no.
You never should have come around.
No, I swear I'm going to fuck all you in the ass one of these days.
That's Hillbilly Acting Coach.
You thought they were just for warfare and mass murder, but that's all about to change. Drones. Now for all the truly personal and significant human interactions you don't want to do in person.
What is this? Candles? Roses? A drone?
Please remove the ring from the docking area. Will you marry Christopher?
Yes! 1,000 times yes! Thank you, drone!
When texting just seems too impersonal, say it with a drone. Big game clashing with your godson's christening?
Do you renounce evil?
I renounce it.
Say it with a drone. Daughter playing Annie in Annie?
An excellent performance, Caitlin.
Gee, thanks, drone. Or should I say, Dad?
And when it comes to the birth of your son...
It's a boy.
Oh, honey, look, a boy.
I am overwhelmed with love.
Our drones have got you covered. Sending a drone to perform your most intimate tasks is always totally appropriate. With their clean white design, a drone is a welcome guest at any wedding.
A toast to my sister Maggie and her soulmate James.
Drones can personally deliver gifts of up to 3 pounds.
Oh, sweetie, what a lovely brooch.
Happy 80th birthday, Mom.
And with their handy vibrate feature, you can even use one as a proxy to make love to your wife.
Your eyes are as deep as the oceans and as beautiful as the stars.
Whenever you need to make an impactful human connection from one heart to another, drones have got you covered. Offer your sister some encouragement at a radiotherapy appointment. Tell your son that you couldn't be more proud of his Harvard acceptance letter. Or say all those important last words to your dying grandmother.
I love you.
For all life's most meaningful moments, say it with a drone.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
America. Throw a brick off a highway overpass. Appear naked on YouTube, then read the comments. Bring back polio. When police ask you for identification, show them a condom. Marry a stripper named Poison, then take her camping. Strippers named Poison love camping. Get a McDonald's menu tattooed on your face. Freedom isn't free. Jeb Bush, 2016.
Today on Morning Fear, is your head too small?
Plus a new kind of cancer that's airborne. We have an expert who's heard of it.
That's today on Morning Fear.
The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think of Brian Williams' suspension for false stories about himself?
I think it's a goddamn shame they're not going to let him into the Hall of Fame, you know, because I thought he had a good career and this stuff happened later on.
I didn't like that guy when he was honest.
What did Brian Williams know and when did he know it wasn't really happening?
Truth is relative. And by that I mean my relatives lie to me.
So if all the politicians lie and then the newsmen lie too, doesn't that make it the truth?
Well, now he can get a job on Fox News.
What's this got to do with the people kicking that robot dog?
I always liked Brian Williams, especially the Pet Sounds album.
Leave Brian alone! Leave Brian alone! I love Brian! Leave him alone!
And that's the way it isn't.
Maury Povich's whole life is a lie.
Nixon Ford makes it clear, let the competition beware. Hi, folks. I'm Dick Nixon of Nixon Ford. I'm not related to Richard Nixon, and I'm certainly not a crook. But I have tapped the phones of my competitors, and let me tell you something. Their prices have nothing on mine. This President's Day weekend, our prices will be dropping like a Christmas bombing on North Vietnam. Mustangs, Explorers, F-150s. They'll all come cheaper than a Vietnamese hooker. So come on down to Nixon Ford this President's Day. Would I buy a used car from me? You bet your sweet ass I would.
From the consumers of 50 Shades of Grey comes the second most anticipated film of the year. 50 Shades of Gay, The Alabama Way.
I'm a college student doing an interview for a newspaper. I just have a couple of questions for Mr.
You can call me Master, and I'm gonna call you Negro.
I'm only technically half black.
Shh.
How you looking, stare so deep in your eyes?
So, Master, to what do you owe your success?
Cotton. Lots and lots of cotton.
I don't know nothing about cotton.
All you need are strong hands. Strong yet supple hands.
For picking cotton?
And occasionally my cotton.
Got me looking so crazy right now, he loves. Got me looking so crazy.
I think it's time you saw my secret room.
Holy shit! Are those
whips my family used on its slaves 300 years ago? Yes.
That is so hot! Ow! Oh! Oh! Oh!
This post-Valentine's Day, experience a love story like never before as Alabama acknowledges same-sex couples.
I don't feel like myself when I'm around you.
That's because I own you.
Oh! 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 Oh.
History Channel, Hillbilly Hostage Negotiator.
Thank God you're here, Mr. Zug. I'm Lieutenant O'Malley. We got a man holding his wife and two children at gunpoint in that house.
Well, looky what we got here. A city filler cop.
Are you sure you're fully qualified to conduct hostage negotiations?
He never should have come around these parts.
Well, actually, he is from around these parts. That's his house.
O'Malley, fetch me that funnel-shaped electronic speaking device.
You mean the bullhorn?
Hell no! I mean that funnel-shaped electronic speaking device!
You there in that there house, can you hear me?
Yeah?
Well, listen up and listen good. Because I ain't gonna say this but once. You never should have come around these parts.
Could you speak up, please?
You never should have come around these parts.
Seriously, I can't hear a thing he's saying. Can you hear what he's saying? I can't hear a thing he's saying.
Lieutenant, this situation's hopeless. I ain't can't do nothing here. Bye.
That's Hillbilly Hostage Negotiator.
It's Oscar time! The usual roster of second- and third-rate flicks has been rolled out for us to endlessly discuss and pretend for a few weeks we can't live without. It's just like democracy, having to choose between people rigorously pre-selected for us who couldn't give a shit about us, and vice versa. There's the British World War II plus a gay guy flick.
Everyone thinks Enigma is unbreakable.
Let me try, and we'll know for sure.
The 19 minutes of beige mayhem proving Iraq was morally okay flick.
Would you be surprised if I told you that the Navy has credited you with over 160 kills?
The unappealing, fucked up white woman reclaiming her identity on her heroic own flick.
I'm sorry you have to walk 1,000 miles just to...
Finish that sentence. Why do I have to walk 1,000 miles?
The saintly black people being beaten to a pulp by white thugs, which in certain markets may not have the intended reaction flick.
What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Yet another Jesus who fucking cares, harrowing problems of a washed-up actor flick.
We had it all. You were a movie star, remember?
The tug the senile Academy voters infarcted hearts till they weep salt tears terminal disease flick.
I am struggling. Stay connected to who I once was.
The marital woes of mathematics genius with occasional shots of blackboards full of incomprehensible equations that encompass the entire raison d'etre of his life flick.
Well, there is life, there is hope.
And The Hobbit.
You've won the mountain, is that not enough?
No. We defend it.
The fucking Hobbit. Again. And now, the nominations, please.
Here are 2015's top forgettable formulaic flicks, which could win the increasingly inane phallic statuette. Wild. Yes, Cheryl Strayed has found herself and come to terms with her limitations. But uh-oh, it looks like misogynist psychopath and American sniper Chris Kyle has drawn a bead on her. Amazing, from 2,000 meters, right between the eyes. Selma. And so, against all the odds, Dr. King and his courageous compatriots lead his people towards the dawn of a new future. But this can't be happening. Way over there, up in a cherry tree, is dyed-in-the-wool Texas bigot and big fan of sniper James Earl Ray, Chris Kyle! Oh, no. Bummer. After all that nonviolence, too. Still Alice. Touchingly, Alice Howland's family accepts the inevitable as their mother and wife turns invisible in her own skin. But what is serial executioner Chris Kyle, who hates lefty eggheads even more than brown people, doing in Alice's yard? What the hey? I guess she was already a vegetable. The Imitation Game. Rejected and dejected, Alan Turing, Churchill's right-hand man and father of a technology that transformed the world, decides to end it all, thus cheating, psychotic homophobe Chris Kyle, who hates gays even more than he does lefty eggheads, so he makes sure that frickin' pervert is dead. But what's this? The cinematic scene of American Sniper that Clint Eastwood left on the cutting room floor. Eddie Ray Ralph, an Iraq veteran with PTSD, who's at the Rough Creek Lodge shooting range in Texas with Chris Kyle, shoots Chris dead. A lot. Which leaves the Hobbit. The fucking Hobbit. There you have it, folks. For the first time in the history of the Oscars, no winners. Everyone loses. Except us.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by Autistic People Against Vaccinations.
I've got basil wolf.
That's good enough, Jimmy. Here's a lollipop. Stay tuned.
And now, the first in a series that may only end up being just one thing. What if everything ran like the internet?
I've never been to a prostitute before.
It's $100 for straight lay, $150 for two positions.
Okay, what if I'm a 19-year-old millennial and I'm not used to paying for anything?
There's a free version, but you get ads.
That seems fair.
All right, take off your pants.
Uh-huh.
And while we're having sex,
uh-huh,
I'm going to advertise other prostitutes.
What?
Lolita is available for elegant, discreet encounters of all tastes. You can find her at the Hotel Francis.
Okay.
Simply Amanda is a horny housewife with a wild side. She'll spank you for being bad.
I've been pretty bad lately.
Starshine has a big ass and will do you real good. She bets you got a real big dick, too.
Hang on. All your pop-up ads are for other prostitutes?
Well, so far. That's who's buying ads.
And these hookers also have free versions with ads?
Correct.
So I have sex with you for free while you give me the names of other hookers who will have sex with me for free and give me the names of other hookers?
We're still working out the kinks on the economic model.
Yeah, well, hey, speaking of kinks...
This has been What If Everything Ran Like the Internet?
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back. And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Today on Morning Fear, your doctor knows nothing.
Plus, fruit will kill you.
That's today on Morning Fear.
I held up my microphone to the cross. Into my hands I commend my spirit, said Jesus. And then he let out a loud cry, and darkness fell upon the earth, and the cloth of the temple was rent in two.
Brian Williams there, reporting from the crucifixion.
This President's Day weekend, come on down to Andrew Jackson Toyota. Just like Andrew Jackson, the president, destroyed the Indians in the Battle of New Orleans, Andrew Jackson Toyota is destroying our competition with low prices. For this weekend only, we're offering zero down, zero due at signing, and no payments for 12 months. You'd have to go back to the Indian Removal Act of 1830 to find a better deal than that. We're slashing our prices, just like President Jackson slashed the pride and the throats of the Native American people. So hurry up and get over here, because our cars will be marching out of the lot in a trail of oily tears. Come on down to Andrew Jackson Toyota and tell them Andy sent you.
And now, Jim Earle with an editorial response.
This week, Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina argued that, quote, in order to reduce regulatory burden, Restaurants should be able to opt out of health regulations requiring employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom. Is this a bad movement, you ask? Well, I predict the proof will be in the pudding. Many believe hand washing doesn't even work. I suppose that evidence is at best spotty. There was a time when, as a courtesy, flush with excitement, I would have gladly offered my hands for cleansing. I now believe it should be a personal decision between you and your poop maker. That washing your hands should be a voluntary act, even when it follows an involuntary one. Yes, I was raised to always wash my hands after reducing my regulatory burden, but the last thing we need now is the brown eye of the law dumping on our parade of job creators. If I may squeeze out one more point and float this one by you, it's time for the opposition to cut rope and run. This is a subject I've been straining on for quite some time. You see, I know how difficult it can be to wash your hands when you're in a pinch. You might ask, should workers in the service industry, especially seniors, just be allowed to urinate and defecate without care whenever they want? Depends. But in the end, it doesn't matter whether you're dropping the kids off at the pool, laying some cable, making sauerkraut, dancing the Pennsylvania Quick Step, planting potatoes, letting out the pooch, or even building a log cabin. We're all Americans. For as it was clearly expressed in Deuteronomy, this too shall pass. So the next time you get a burning urge to unload on your fellow citizens, remember whatever side you take, be it number one or number two, the road to liberty is a long and winding one, a journey with pockets of resistance and obstructions at every turn. And when we finally reach that magical end, I believe every American will realize their God-given right to let loose.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Feels like velvet.
Oh my God, rub it all over. That is delicious.
Yeah, that's the spot.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Mmm, baby. Oh my God, that's so good.
Hey guys, could one of you please pass the butter?
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
Really sorry.
Sorry.
Here you go, Steve.
Thanks.
Butter. Spread it all now.
Good muffins, Sue.
This ad has been sponsored by the Sexy Butter Council of America. Baby. It's never been this good before.
Welcome to paradise.
Osama bin Laden. Wow! I can't believe I finally get to meet you. I knew that being a suicide bomber would pay off for me big time. So, when do I get to meet the 72 virgins? Right now?
Right now? You don't want to take off your coat first?
No way! It's virgin time!
Very well. It shall be so.
Alrighty, come on down. The 72 virgins you meet in heaven. And say hello to today's celestial winner, Jamal. First up, there's Crystal.
Hi there.
Crystal has clinical halitosis. Her hobbies include making miniature gardens in jars and not having any sex. Now let's meet virgin number two, Susie. Susie enjoys vegan cookery, cat breeding, and not having any sex.
Do you want to pet my pussy?
Osama, is this some kind of joke?
Do I seem like a great sense of humor guy to you?
Then seriously, what is this?
These are the 72 virgins you meet in heaven.
But they're not...
I see. We actually get this a lot from recent suicide bombers, but really, what did you expect?
Well, this one time, I saw my dad's calendar of Pamela Anderson.
Dude, she is not a virgin.
Next up, we have virgin number 3, Cindy. Interestingly, Cindy was born with 3 little fingers.
The third one's on my shoulder. Do you want to see it?
Ew! It wiggles!
Meet virgin number 4, your middle school headmistress, Miss Hampton.
Tuck your shirt in this instant, young man.
Yes, Miss Hampton.
Don't mumble.
No, Miss Hampton.
Give it up for virgin number 5, Mandy. Mandy's 98 years old. She's way into dollhouses. She enjoys watching Spanish soap operas and not having any sex.
Hello, man.
Oh, come on! Seriously, Osama, I blew myself up for this? I was expecting Angelina Jolie or Beyonce or Kim Kardashian.
All 3 of those women are alive, and all 3 of them have children. That's the opposite of virgins. You know this. Everyone knows this. Get real, man.
Wow. Sorry, I'm just disappointed, that's all. No offense or anything.
None taken, dearie.
It's just, well, her breasts are tucked into her belt.
That's true.
I mean, where are the nubile virgins? Not like old.
Oh, harsh. What can I say? These are the virgins we've got. But if you want something younger, we can't do that, can we, Bob? Some younger virgins?
Sure we can, Osama. Moving right along then to virgins 44 through 69. Some babies that fell victim to infant mortality rates in the developing world.
No! Oh, Osama, what was I thinking? I should have never blown myself up. I was wearing Nikes in Kabul. You know how cool Nikes are in Kabul? I could have totally gotten laid. Well, maybe over the hijab second base and the happy ending behind the falafel cart. But better than this? Oh, what have I done?
McDonald's, the world's largest restaurant chain, just replaced its CEO following the worst United States sales slump in many, many years. The Final Edition, longtime aficionados of the legendary McDonald's menu,
I'm loving it!
asked our Comestibles correspondent Dickie Duncan to get to the bottom of the slump.
Dan Vitale is McDonald's worldwide CFO, Chief Food Officer. I reached out to him in their flagship franchise in Times Square, New York, to find out what the problem is. Mr. Vitale, an honor.
Whatever.
What's behind this catastrophic slump in munching at McDonald's?
It's because when you cut all the global branding bullshit, everything we serve tastes so fucking disgusting.
You sure it's that simple, Dan? Isn't the reason the rise of fast casual chains like Shake Shack, Chipotle, Panera, Five Guys?
Forget about it. Those guys are minnows. Big Macs are fucking disgusting. Happy Meals are fucking disgusting. McDonald's French fries are fucking disgusting. Etc. ad nauseum. That's Latin for Ralphin'.
I'm loving it!
Wall Street analysts say this disastrous falloff in customers is because of mismanagement at the top. They point to the recent firing of McDonald's CEO Don Simpson and his replacement by a branding specialist.
Branding? What are you on? Branding won't change the fucking food. A new chief executive officer won't change the fucking food. I'm chief food officer. I'd rather eat a Chipotle burrito regurgitated by a syphilitic sewer rat than a fucking McRib. Gabish? Deep-fried dog turds taste better.
But surely, Dan, McDonald's has dealt with slumps before. For example, by pivoting to fresher, healthier, locally sourced ingredients.
Oh, we did that already. Makes no diff. You could put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a fucking pig. Locally sourced chicken McNuggets still taste worse than the diarrhea droppings of what you get when you cross a cancerous vampire bat with a septic tank. Heritage sausage cage-free egg McGluten-free muffin still tastes like a homeless guy's sneaker on a urinal mint. I wouldn't feed a premium bacon ranch salad to Adolf Hitler. Know why? Zero bacon. Whole lot of ranch, as in what you scrape off of the floor of a cattle pen. Disgraziato. That's Italian for Ralphin'. I'd rather eat raw Ebola.
I'm loving it!
Well, thanks, Dan Vitale, McDonald's Global Chief Food Officer, for that comprehensive tour of Golden Arches products taste profiles.
America, you deserve a break today. Find some raw sewage. Sink your teeth into it. You'd be better off.
I'm loving it!
Tuesday on the Emmy-nominated Hillbilly Auto Parts Store Clerk.
Yeah, I need a new distributor cap for an 82 Dodge truck.
You never should have come around these auto parts.
Huh?
That's Hillbilly Hostage Negotiator, Hillbilly Acting Coach, and Hillbilly Auto Parts Store Clerk. New on the History Channel, or the Learning Channel. It really doesn't matter anymore.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is performed at one time or another by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Kevin Janis, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Link, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Rachel Rausch, Steve Rosenfield, Rob Miller, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Ann Tuchel, and Darby Worley. The show is written at one time or another by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Link, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Leslie Shapira, Jeremy Rayburn, Kate Knowles, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Link. Audio editing and production by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2014.